At 6 a.m., the sprinkler system at my friend Scott Roberts' house emerges from the ground, delivering some much-needed water to his thirsty lawn. Scott's from Minneapolis, where water is decidedly more plentiful, and green grass is a luxury that he doesn't take for granted here in New Mexico. But Scott says it's only because the cost of water in Albuquerque is so cheap.
I was expecting to not be able to grow grass in my yard, but I water it as much as I want because there's no financial restriction to not do it.
Well, you can't water your grass as much as you want. Albuquerque does have some restrictions. According to the Water Authority, watering hours for residents are limited to 3 days a week and only in the mornings and evenings. But Albuquerque has traditionally enjoyed lower water rates than other, wetter U.S. cities. And with lingering drought and population growth straining our water supply here, water experts say something has got to be done to encourage more conservation. UNM economics professor Dr. Janie Shermack says one way to do that is by raising rates, because what we're paying for water right now does not reflect its true value.
I'm fairly sure that water has a value that is greater than zero, which is basically what we're seeing right now.
Well, technically we're paying about $1.50 for around 750 gallons, or one unit of water.
Say they use 5 units of water. You're looking at somewhere around $10 to $12 a month for your per unit usage. You know, that's the equivalent of what, maybe 4 medium Starbucks coffees of some sort. It's not a large portion of people's incomes.
And she says cheap water is a big reason why it's tough to encourage people to conserve here.
Do we really even look at our water bills and think about, should I reduce my use because does it really impact my pocketbook?
And while higher prices aren't the only way to increase conservation, Shermack says they are pretty effective. Take Santa Fe, for example, where they pay about 4 times more than Albuquerque residents for their water. Over the last 10 years, Santa Fe has cut average daily water use by more than 60 gallons per person, reducing their total usage to about 105 gallons per person per day. The Duke City can't boast those numbers, but Catherine Juhas, the conservation officer at the Albuquerque-Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, says don't count Albuquerque out.
We're one of the leaders in the Southwest in terms of water usage reduction.
In the last decade, Albuquerque has reduced its average per capita water use by about 35%. And last year, the city met Bernalillo County's goal of 150 gallons per person per day, 13 years early. UAS credits much of the conservation success to the various rebate programs the city offers for doing things like xeriscaping or installing water-wise appliances like low-flow toilets and automatic rain sensors for your sprinklers. And she argues our water rates here do reflect the value of water in New Mexico, even in the middle of a drought.
The way the water rates are set up is to encourage our customers to save water outdoors. And that does reflect the scarcity of our resource. Yes, it does.
Albuquerque uses a graduated block rate system. So if you're watering your lawn, you're paying much more than others who let theirs get crispy, which Juha says is very important because around 45% of the water in our service area is lost to outdoor use, like landscaping. Household water, on the other hand, can be recycled, treated, and reused later.
The price that we pay is based on the cost of delivering water to our customers.
That means treating the water, maintaining the treatment plant and the pipes, and actually delivering the water to your faucet. The water itself, though, isn't part of the cost. Higher prices are on the way for Albuquerque, but not to encourage conservation. They'll cover some much-needed upgrades over the next several years.
I don't think they're as effective as they could be.
Michael Jensen is with Amigos Bravos. He says the problem is in our rate structure.
They need to be restructured to have less of the burden borne by low-income users.
That way, Jensen says, prices go up for people who use more water, but what's required for basic needs would be free for everyone. And there are a couple of other, more old-school ways of saving water that Jensen also recommends to sustain New Mexico's vanishing water supply.
You know, not flushing the toilet when it was just liquid, you know, if it's yellow, be mellow sort of thing.
And Jensen says showering with your sweetie isn't a bad idea either. On the Conservation Beat, I'm Carrie Young, KUNM.